Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
Welcome to Sports Inside and Out. Hey, it's live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, here at the Bobby Jones Annual Basketball Clinic here at the Carousel. And all the great Philadelphia legends are here. Of course, our Hall of Fame contributor and co-host of Sports Inside and Out with the Wild and Wonder update. He is here and it's looking great for Philadelphia to be here. And a lot of great things are going to happen. And thank you so much for letting us be a part of your Saturday. Listen, before we get started, a great shout-out to all of our military personnel around the world. That's right, our men and women are keeping us safe here in the U.S. of A. American Forces Network, that's right, the largest radio network in the world. And we've been partnering with them for about 15-plus years, man. And George Meyer, the president of American Forces Network, AM, in Riverdale, California. Thanks a lot, George. Letting us be the voice of the sports to all of our military personnel around the world. And the United States Army, thank you so much for the Shoot for the Stars program support. That's right, Army Strong. We're so happy to be a member of the Army Strong team. Hey, and listen, we got to give another shout-out, Wally, to, of course, Clarence Baker, CEO of CJ. He's been a long-time supporter of this man and our logistical management team. For our upcoming TV simulcast this coming year, getting us 28.B. Clarence, thank you so much for continuing to be a part of the team of Sports Inside and Out. We call it Flash G's in the house. Hey, listen, Nissan, two premier Nissan dealerships in the country, two former head of basketball players from the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, supporting us. I'm driving one right now. Taking us with 28.B. Hey, listen, always, if you're up in the Virginia area or Hampton Roads in that area, you go to Chesapeake Nissan and Norfolk Nissan and tell them the legend sent you there. You will get a great deal. Ask for Mike Foley first because Dan's on TV too much. He's hard to get a hold of. But Mike, take care of you. He's a general manager, great young man. Hey, listen, let's get started. Wally, give a quick update, of course, for the NBA. A great game last night. Looks like the completed stick of pork in the turkey. But it is what it is, not only that, we talked about it, the new age of the NBA right now. It's a new, different type of NBA thing. So it's all about entertainment, but all of this is predicated on the things that we did in the old ABA. So, but regardless of that, let's speak about what's going on in Philly, because for 15 years, this has been one of the more premier interactive celebratory, not just for your big brother, but as men, a mainstay here in Philadelphia, for children of special needs and also children at large. Wally, this is a great thing, and thank you so much for having us back again. Always, Dark, our great co-host is always on the case.
Joel, this is our 14th year, and I'm very excited. It's one of the longest running charity events in Philadelphia. And one of the things that we do, we work with the special population and also create funds for the Carousel House for special population kids. Also, the Overbrook alumni and talk to Wilma Jones, wife of my brother, and continually getting funds for the church. So I think it's so important. And one of the things that's been happening over the 14 years, we've had some young ladies that have contributed. And you're talking about dedicated, not only dedicated to this event, but Old Books event, and this young lady here, I'm very proud to have her here to talk about her involvement over the years. So we're going to honor these young ladies. And this is one of them right here, Paula Hatton. Let's get your comments on this event and your involvement over the years. What has it meant to you?
Good morning, everyone. It's been a wonderful ride and just an awesome experience to help and be a part of everything that Bobby Jones Class Tournament has done, giving back to the Overbrook Alumni Association and all that they do here for the young men and women in Philadelphia. I mean, it's always good to be a part of something positive, something that impacts so many lives. And these guys do it year after year after year, and I'm just able to help them in a small way.
That's so important, but I wanted to also talk about that. I also want to talk about your involvement with Overbrook. I mean, you're dedicated to so many things, the church, and I just know how dedicated you are to the Mount Hermon Baptist Church, and I think it's so important in our community. We need God in our lives, and we need to keep passing that word on to our young people. And just give us a little more about what you do at the church and also Overbrook alumni.
Well, I was the administrative assistant to our Bishop H. Clement II. He's an awesome, awesome shepherd, and we just thank God for his leadership and his guidance, and he's grown the church, giving us, you know, God's will and his vision, and everything is just moving so expeditiously. We love it. There's nothing better than having the love of God and the love of a bishop that will just take you from day to day, that can help you with what you need to do in life. Not to mention to help you with what's going to happen with you after death. As far as the Overbrook Alumni Association, I've been a part of that for almost 18 years now. I am the treasurer and was the recording secretary, and I'm also the individual that you contact for merchandising here and the union as well. And again, for me, anything that to me that I decide to do, I give it my all and am committed. You can tell that by the years that I've done it. But, you know, that's how you should be in life. Commitment is very important in whatever you do.
So well put. I mean, very well put. Paula, we really appreciate you. And today, for our listeners, we are going to honor Donna Rivas, Dietra Porter, Joanne Austin, and I know that, Joyce Robinson, of course, my sister-in-law. And you're talking about, I'm just so proud to see every year to see these young ladies. Are so, I mean, they take care of our kids, especially Papa, and they feed them.
Yeah.
They look out for them, and they care for them. And you can see when love is, I don't know if people can understand this, but even when you're serving food and you're at any event, you probably put love into what you're doing. It's very important, and the kids love to be a coach.
You know, it's also good to be able to see that, you know, not only they are extremely intelligent, they're very lovely, too. They got some great, fantastic Philadelphia freedom. They got them running around. And it's awfully good. Now, we got, of course, our contributor, one of the Hall of Famers from the Harlem Globetrotter, our own contributor to the Harlem Globetrotter legend, the Harlem Globetrotter Dream Team. Hey, listen, Lynette Wood has said her first recalling the Harlem Globetrotters was Bobby and them was on the cartoons. So, Bobby Hunter, are you up, Bobby?
Yeah, I'm up, and all anybody asks me about is Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo,
that's more popular than any Globetrotter.
You ain't lying. Scooby-Doo took
hey,
y'all over.
Yeah. Have a Philly steak for me, man.
Hey, we're going to try.
For me.
We're going to try. Yeah, we're going to try. Hey, listen, a lovely young lady just popped up in here that's one of the big facilitators and one of the proxies for so many great things, not just nationally, but here in Philadelphia. Dr. Joy, we call her Dr. Joy, but the name's Dr. Joy is pretty, but we call her Dr. Joy. That's an adequate name because she brings a lot of joy around. What, Bobby? And, you know, we did go over, of course, the sticking the fork in the turkey last night. It looks like the duck is cooked. But the championship series, of course, is pretty much what it is. It's, you know, the guys are caliber above, and I think they're responding very much to that 73-game historical run. And it's no more fitting thing to do. And now the story's out, and we're getting into with Dr. Jordan in a second, that word's out already. LeBron is thinking about going to L.A.
Oh.
And guess who else is thinking about going to L.A.? Bobby, what do you think of that?
Yeah. Listen, I can't think after last night's game. excuse me, my brain is gone. I preach at my basketball clinics getting the ball and shooting a free throw. It's a free throw. It's like an education. You go to school and you study and you graduate and you practice a free throw.
That's what it's called.
I would like to be behind the Carrington House today, especially over there in the barbecue area, where I know those guys got some Philadelphia ladies ready to burn up in the air, and they still drink lemonade in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Right. Bobby, how's everything? Are you in New York or Florida? Where you at?
I'm in Florida. I'm going to the Hollywood studio. There's some art pieces. I'm trying to do a piece of Muhammad Ali. I think it would be great closure for me. I really enjoyed the ceremony they had yesterday for Muhammad with Billy Crystal speaking and a number of others. It was Brian Gumbo. It was just really a great salute to a great hero of our lives.
No question. You know, it would never, you know, they broke the mold. It will never be another. So, you know, and then I love the
never,
way that, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, we can never say enough, and it's best that we describe what Muhammad Ali did for us and the honesty that he prevailed to our nation that we should follow.
Right.
Hey,
you know,
is Cliff Anderson going to be there today?
Cliff Anderson. Cliff Anderson will be here. Never mind. You know, of course, those of you tuned in late now, we're here live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for the Wally Wonder segment now at the Bobby Jones annual tournament and gathering here with the great Philadelphia legends. Of course, Bobby didn't make it this year. I didn't make it last year, of course, but we're here in spirit, of course. When we broadcast like this on Saturday, we are where we are. And one thing we want to make sure we get ready to get and talk to a very, very special guest that's coming on here on a segment here. We want to really acknowledge that we're getting ready, of course, launch the new programmatic structure for the Retired Players Association. We're very, very appreciative of all of our support, of all our legends and chapters around. And we're also very thankful for us being named the voice of the Legends of Sports for the Retired Players Association. And we look to be some great, great things. We're going to start in our documentary series. And also, Bobby, as you heard, the piece that James Bonecrusher, the former champ, did on Ali, our segment that we tape, went viral over Europe. And Ball did a great job, Bobby. He talked about how, you know, he just talked with Ali about a month ago, of course. He said he was London. They talked very regularly. And then, of course, Muhammad Ali's son was going to be there next week with him. But, of course, now everything has changed. And, of course, his wife, his first wife, who lives in Fort Myers. No, Fort Lauderdale. You know, I meet you guys. Are going to be actively involved with our program. So we have Muhammad Ali's oldest son, his son will be there, and his first wife. And, of course, you know, this will be done now to continue on the legacy of the brand and the name of Muhammad Ali. So we're very happy to be able to have that because our reflection goes back, Bobby, if those of you didn't listen. Me and Wally had Ali back doing some things with us in Virginia Beach.
Yes.
Back when he couldn't fight. He was going through transition. He was going to fight. He was in training to fight Frazier, I think. And he came down and worked with us and stayed down with us for 2 days down. It was in Virginia. I think it was Virginia Beach, Virginia. It was a lovely oceanfront down there. We did some things. And, you know, He was truly what he was. He was a great, great facilitator of communication, because he could communicate well with anybody. You could hate him. By the time he started talking to you, you love him. So, you know, it was very interesting. We hold fast to those moments that we had, and a lot of other things. Hey, let's get started here. We got a fantastic segment for the next 10 or 15 minutes coming to you. Actually, it'll be about 10 minutes. And Dr. Joyce Prentice is here with us. And this is something that is going to be something in collaboration with the Shoot for the Star Institute. And of course, we'll be supported by Sports Inside and Out and our broadcast team. And we're going to talk to it now. And it's very interesting to have a woman that has so much passion and so much programmatic foundation concepts to make things relevant to our youth, not just here in the Philadelphia area, but nationwide.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, one of my brother's teammates from West Philadelphia High School, Fred Stokes, mentioned a name and said, you have to call up Dr. Joy. And when we got to talking, we realized how important it is to really get our young people involved with STEM. And we know how important it is that science, technology, engineering, and math is so important to get our kids involved. But she's been actually involved with other activities around Philadelphia, and I'd like her to actually talk about it, because I just got her profile, which I've all the time, I didn't realize all the things she's done other than what Freddie Stokes and other people told me. So what I'd like to do is have her come on now. Dr. Joyce Braggins, please.
Good morning. I am so honored to be here. It's good to see you both.
Yeah, it is. Nice to see you. Bad back at all.
Well, that's a sign of genius and wisdom. But we are really honored to be a part of Sports Inside and Out and also Shoot for the Stars, because that's what we want to help our youth do, to be able to shoot for the stars. And what we find, I'm a proud baby boomer, and sports is my passion. When I was growing up, I was doing two things, go to school, church, or play sports. So we feel as though it's very important to help the next generation be successful. And we got to be able to meet them where they are, and they're in sports. So then we came up with the concept of how do we take STEM and sports and connect the dots. And the legends that you are, the legacy leadership that you have done for many years, and it's just so amazing, because when I say your name, Wally, everyone just, oh, I know Wally, and they go right into your history. And it's really an honor when you are, you know, really making a difference and you say someone's name and they talk about you in so high honor. And I love what you and Coach are doing. It gives us really a higher level of motivation, because this work is not easy.
No.
Not at all. So we're trying to change the mindset, you know, of our, you know, of a young player. And DeBreco, he just walked in, and he is phenomenal. I mean, God has blessed us with a very phenomenal team. We are actually God-living and God-driven. And the question becomes that we ask ourselves every day, how can we truly make a difference? And we came up with the concept is, if you want to make a difference in reference to STEM, then you meet them on the basketball court. You meet them on, you know, on the football players, you know. And this, but it's what's most important of all is that we've got to be able to transfer the knowledge. We've got to be able to transfer the success that you have, you know, that you lived. If we just talk about Muhammad Ali and the great work that you have done over the years together. How do we help our younger generation understand the significance of that? And that's why we are really working together to focus on legacy leadership, on collaboration, to really make a difference.
Young man.
Oh, I gotta tell you. Let me. He is. DeBreco is very modest. But if you look at anywhere in this city, I can actually see pretty much anywhere on a global level, when there's a basketball game, one that's really committed to making a difference, my man is there. And so we looked at the collaboration, and that's what we do. We collaborate, we work hard, and I'm going to let you tell a little bit about his story. But what has attracted to us is Legacy Pathways is a management consultant and training firm, and we specialize in best practice evidence-based models, because if we're going to transfer the legacy, we have to do it with the best. And that is what I admire most about the record. So I'm going to say good morning, and I'm going to pass the mic to you. It's always good to see you.
Good morning. It is really an honor and a privilege to be here. I've never really had a chance to meet Mr. Jones in person, but I am very, very much aware of the imprint that he's had on Philadelphia basketball, both in college, in high school, and at professional level. Jones, so it's really an honor and a privilege to be here.
Good to be remembered, man. And that view.
So what is it you guys would like to know? I'm more than happy to share anything I can.
Being from Philadelphia, and I always like to, for our listeners, to understand the background in reference to your education. Where did you go to school at?
I had the distinct honor and pleasure of attending Darby Township Public Schools, and I played for 4 years in high school for one of your, I guess, contemporaries, maybe your old head, Al Lewis. Was my high school coach, and that is where the initiation into, you know, what Philadelphia basketball is all about comes from. So I played for Al Lewis, and then I went to Lincoln University. I graduated in 88. I did some graduate work at the University of Maryland and at the University of Delaware.
I got to say something. For the listeners, Alonzo Lewis, one of the top players with South College, one of the great players out of Philadelphia. And during that period of time, there weren't that many African Americans going to the South at the time. The same thing with me at Villanova. As a matter of fact, pardon me, Al Lewis may be a little older than me, but I just admired those ball players before me because of what they were pioneers. They were not only basketball players, they were scholar athletes. And Alonzo, a brilliant man, God rest his soul, he's passed. But I realized I worked with his daughter here, right at the Carousel House. Excellent basketball player that plays basketball. But we really appreciate you being here and teaming up with us with Dr. Joy. And Dr. Joy, when we talk about team and partnership, we realize that this event is a platform also to expose our kids here. Because if you're here during the afternoon, I would like you to talk to our student athletes about the importance of STEM, about the importance of them investigating, being exposed to. I talked to Dave Mays, who's part of our Retired Players Association from NASA, Coach Hatcher, and he said anytime any kids from Philadelphia want to go and tour NASA, he'd be glad to do it. So we're looking forward to that. So that's sort of the team work, make your dream work concept. And then I just saw something that Dr. Joy, maybe you could explain this, because I see some astronauts on there. I said, oh, wait a minute, this is another Overbrook graduate. Yes. Buford. Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
Oh, absolutely. We love Guy Buford, and we have formed a collaboration around NASA and the astronauts, science, and sports. And when we look at, you know, how can we make a difference in NASA and space and science, Guy Buford stepped right up to the plate. And we love it that he's right at Overbrook. I actually grew up around the corner. So this is very powerful. And I want to share I prayed on this, so I'm going to announce it here. We attended the Overbrook Alumni Association, where all of your colleagues and legends were there. And I was so inspired by the youth, and I was so inspired by all of the commitment. Dr. Loretta Sweet-Jamont from Drexel University was there, and we talked about this. And I just jumped up when they said, who's going to help us, the Alumni Association? And we need contributions. And I said, I raised my hand first. I said, I commit to giving the Alumni Association $1,000 a year. And it was, wow. So I looked around. I was like, okay, where are the rest of the hands? and all of your guys, Molly, they all came and we started contributing. And I want to share with you that I prayed on, well, where does this money go once it comes in? And I want to tell you that the Lord gave me the answer. It's actually going to go to Little Bobby's scholarship fund. Yes. So I prayed on that this morning. I said, well, Lord, where? That's why it was great that she called. She said, you didn't expect to see me so soon. So she called me up. I said, Paul, I got to pray on this first. And I woke up this morning. I said, God, where is the money going to go?
Yeah.
He said, Little Bobby. Yeah, so I wanted to share with you that how proud we are of you, and the commitment that you've done, and just to carry on. That's a part of the legacy.
Yes.
And we're very honored. Right. And STEM is very, very important. Let me give you just some brief statistics.
Yeah.
NASA hires between 500 and 1,000 people a year. Where are we? They give 200 to 300 scholarships to students, starting at $75,000 earning power. Where are we? And so when you look at, you know, Rebecca and I talk about this, when we look behind us, it's like, who is coming behind us? And that's why we talked about it's important to meet them where they are. And I just talked to Dave.
Dave,
he texted me last night. Did you send me the email? And I said, yes, I did. And he texted me back and he said, I got it. And so what we're doing is we are actually going to form that relationship with Dave and also the Goddard Center in Maryland.
That's what we're going to do. Goddard.
Yes. And so this summer we are going to be, our first group will be from the Ben Franklin High School. And I hope that Greco will be available. And we want to go down to the Goddard Center. And Dave will be there. And the Greco and I will make a presentation. And he will talk about his phenomenal app called The Qualifier. Can you just take a moment just to share about your powerful app? We love it.
Well, I think that athletics has allowed people like Mr. Jones and myself and literally thousands of other young men and women from urban areas like Philadelphia to access higher education by leveraging their athletic abilities. Unfortunately, over the past 30 years or so, there's been a pretty steady and relentless effort by the NCAA to make the eligibility criteria far more stringent, to raise the hurdles for young people much, much higher. And historically, the first group that has always been affected by these kinds of changes has always been Black kids, especially when you have an over-reliance on things like standardized test scores.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that, you know, our kids do poorer than the other kids on the standardized test scores for a variety of reasons. And what I'm trying to do is raise awareness about the importance of grades and test scores so the kids can take advantage of their athletic ability and access higher education. So the app allows that. The app allows kids to see where they stand and make sure they meet NCAA eligibility criteria. It's free. You download it. It's available on Google Play. It's available on iPhones. It's available on Android. Everything you need.
Well, we really appreciate that because as we talk about education through sports, so many ways that you can for your education by utilizing sports, but we really want to get into STEM, the importance of science, technology, engineering, and math.
Okay, well, listen, again, we're so happy to be a part of your survey. We got to cut off right now. We're going to do some taping. pretty shortly. But we're live here in Philadelphia again with the Bobby Jones Anthem. And thanks a lot for being a part of your morning. And thank you as always. When legends speak.
Everybody.
Listen. Coach Ashley Wallace Jones. We'll be right back with another take.
Glad you guys came on there. I mean, the content. I'm telling you, man, we're trying to, you know, bring some content to our kids. But I don't know how long you could be here.
I'm going to be here as long as he needs.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Look, you got to tell me so I can share with my people what y'all doing here.